we are now joined by a group of people from All Good Things. I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Sounds good. Yes, we have Katie McElroy from All Good Things. And Katie, you are the owner slash proprietor, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And then you also have Danny here with you today as well.
Danny is one of our employees. We also have Anna, who works on Wednesdays, who's not here with us today. I know she would love to be, but she couldn't make it. So.
All right. Well, we have a lot to learn about your business because your store, when I first walked into it, I thought, okay, this is a really cute, cool boutique. You know, you got some fun things here. You got some hats and clothes and jewelry and all kinds of things. But then I dug deeper.
Yep.
And I want to hear all about not only what kind of got you onto this path of starting this business, but more about the mission behind your business.
Yeah, of course. So a little bit about it first. We'll start there. Mm-hmm. A lot of the products that we sell in the shop are made by individuals who have disabilities. And what got me started on this path of opening the shop is I have three kids myself, and two of which have Down syndrome. And when we adopted Charlie, I, at the time, was the tourism director for the city we lived in. Mm-hmm. And he was very medically complex. We spent his first 7 months of his life in three different states and different ICUs. Mm-hmm. And I, unfortunately, got laid off because we were with him. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I thought, well, maybe I'll start making some awareness apparel. Mm-hmm. And I created a website, which I've had in business for about 9 years now. And that's kind of geared specifically to the Down syndrome community. Obviously, there are things on there that teachers and friends and family also purchase to support. But through that, I would go to national conferences. And when I would go, I get to meet these entrepreneurs with Down syndrome that started their own businesses, made their own products, and I was super impressed. And one of the cool things about it is when you go, they have their own little exhibit, and they're selling their products, and they're just so proud of what they're selling. It's just really a cool dynamic to see. And somewhere along the line, someone said, "Why don't you have a storefront?" And I was like, well, it doesn't really make sense because there's not a huge population of individuals with Down syndrome in any one locality. My stuff is really kind of specific to them. And then I started thinking, I was like, well, wouldn't it be cool to get the stuff that these people are making and sell it? Mm-hmm. You know, they highlight the products that they're making. And through my online shop, I always wanted to have an employee with Down syndrome, but it didn't really make sense because it's out of my house and it ebb and flows. You know, sometimes we're really busy and sometimes we're not. And I didn't think I'd have enough consistency to have an employee. And so when this idea of a storefront came up, I thought that could be really fun. Like, it could be really cool. And I knew if there was a community that would support it, Northfield would be that community when we moved here. This is our about our fourth year here. And I thought, well, maybe this could work. You know, maybe this is something we could try. And the space that we're in, you've been in it, is pretty small. It's not a lot of overhead. It's not a lot of space. So it didn't feel overwhelming.
It's cozy.
It's very cozy. Yes. It's perfect for it. But when we knew that space was coming up, my kids actually did speech therapy there. Okay. But they outgrew that space and are now in a larger space. So when I knew it was coming up, I thought, well, maybe we could try it, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how it started. Okay. And that's how we are opened. And like I said, I'm so excited now. I have Danny as one of my employees and Anna, who is, like I said, there on Wednesday. And they make my week every week. My cup is filled after they're there. And they're awesome. So
that is so cool. I just love that. You know, it came from a very personal place to be able to start this. And now you've turned it into this whole business where not only are you making products that promote awareness, but you're also empowering other people to help make a living for themselves and to have a mission, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, so with your store, how long have you been open?
We had our grand opening in September.
Okay.
So we're, you know, close to the 6 month mark. We were open a little bit before then. That's why we're close to the 6 month mark. But yeah, it's been great. January's been slower, but I would assume all businesses here would say the same thing. Everyone has spent their holiday money and the weather is pretty cold. So I had planned for that, but otherwise everyone's been very welcoming, and we have some regulars who come in, and it's just been a lot of fun. And one of the best aspects of it for me is really getting to connect with the people who come in. Mm-hmm. I would say almost everyone who comes in has some kind of connection to someone in their life that has a disability, and mm-hmm. I get to hear those stories, and that's a lot of fun. And yeah. And if they don't, it's really a good experience for them to learn a little bit about it. So it's been a fun, I'm enjoying it. I think Danny would say, are you enjoying
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you make for the store, Danny?
I make, Be Kind bracelets.
Be Kind bracelets. Okay, and they're very bracelets. Popular. She brought a couple for you guys to have here today.
Oh, that is excellent.
We
thank
have
you
these,
so much.
Be Kind friendship bracelets, which we can thank Taylor Swift for the right. the popularity mm-hmm. and the friendship bracelets. But she also has some Valentine-themed ones in the shop right now.
Oh,
and she's we can also do like a bulk order if someone wanted to do it as their classroom gift.
Okay.
Yeah. To give friendship bracelets away. So
wow.
These are fantastic.
I know.
These are really awesome.
Yeah. I make them. Me and my sister and my mommy just tell her. It's
really?
Yep. Wow.
Danny, these are beautiful. Mm-hmm. They're fantastic.
And the message is perfect, right? Be kind.
Be kind.
Yes.
Exactly.
Easy.
Right.
I love it. These are really, really cool. And you know, I like that they're made with this, I don't know what it's called. Maybe you do, Danny, but the stretchy string. I guess
yeah,
that's
yeah,
a,
yeah.
Maybe we'll go with that stretchy string.
That's probably the proper term.
Yeah, because it's durable.
Yep.
I've had other pieces made by people using similar material, and you know it's not going to break super easily, but yet it sits pretty nicely on your wrist.
That's
too.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so you use good quality material. That's important.
You've been busy, haven't you? Yes. She also has made some little heart clay dishes and tags, too, that have been pretty popular. So.
Wow, you are busy.
Yeah. And Anna makes a few things that are in the shop as well.
Okay.
She has some wine glass charms that mm-hmm. she has made. And during the holidays, her bird feeder ornaments were really popular. We kept selling out. If you would like, I can tell you about some of the other makers that we sell products
yes,
for. We
I'd
have
love to hear
our
about
newest
that.
Maker is also a local maker, and his name is Jordan. He's part of the deaf and blind community. And right now we have some of his candles. He has some printed tea towels, some notebooks, some bookmarks, and then his most recent addition to the shop are jars of bath salt, which he partnered with the resale market here in town to make. And they make for like a perfect Valentine's gift for someone. So that is our other local maker. And then, as I said earlier, a lot of the makers of the other products are from all over that I've met at different conferences or events.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a variety of greeting cards, who is a Minnesota-based maker. We have art from an artist named Sophila. She's 21 with Down syndrome from Fredericksburg, Virginia. And her art is just so cool. It's actually one of the most popular items in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And in Fredericksburg, Virginia, they have 3 murals of her artwork.
Wow.
In their town, 2 downtown and 1 on a college campus. So they bring local artists in their town together mm-hmm. to take her artwork and put it up on the wall, which is really cool.
Wow.
And then we have other candle makers, soap makers. We have 321 coffee. And I'll jump in a little bit about the importance of 321. Individuals with Down syndrome have 3 copies of their 21st chromosome. So you'll see 321 as a theme.
Okay.
That's also a good segue into World Down Syndrome Day is March 21st, which is 3/21. That's coming up. And a fun way to celebrate World Down Syndrome Day is by wearing mismatched socks. So if anyone needs fun, funky socks, we yeah. sell John's crazy socks in okay. the shop. And he's an adult with Down syndrome that went into business with his dad. And they make these fun, funky socks. And I thought it was a cool idea because of the way that people celebrate World Down Syndrome Day. So we have those in the shop. We will also have World Down Syndrome Day shirts coming up here soon for anyone who wants to sport that to celebrate the day. And what else do we have in the shop? The tea. Yep, we have a loose leaf tea that is made by an adult with Down syndrome and his brother. I'm trying to think. Max's Mix. He makes spices, pork spices, steak spices. Wow. And then we have a new product coming in that should be here this week. It's Perfectly Patrick, and he is from Vermont, an adult on the spectrum, and he makes prepackaged mixes, so like brownie mix, hot chocolate mix, chai mix, and he also has a soup that we've ordered, and it's everything, all the spices, the noodles, you just add the broth and the fresh vegetables. And I thought those are great gifts to send to a college student or, you know, someone who's just had a baby, you know, an easy thing for them to just throw together, and they have really great reviews, so I'm excited to try them once it arrives.
Wow. So your store is really, it reminds me similar to Petaluma Mercantile, where it's kind of like a marketplace.
Yes.
It features all different, differently abled persons who make products of a wide range.
Variety. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
And we hope to change the product so it's not always the same thing that when you come in.
Sure.
And so we're always seeking out new makers and playing around with what people want and what people like. So it's constantly changing.
So are you bringing in a lot of stuff for Valentine's Day or already have it?
We have some stuff. Yeah. And then, like I said, this these mixes are coming in, should be arriving this week as well.
Very nice. So make sure to stop in soon to check out and see what they have. Very cool. Excellent. Danny, I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite thing about working at All Good Things?
I make a bracelet.
Yeah, you love making your bracelets and having them sold there. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And how about working with me? We have fun together, don't we?
Yep.
And you like talking to the customers. Yeah, you're really good at engaging with the customers, for sure.
Yes, that is one thing I was going to say. Both you and Anna?
Yep.
Anna.
Yep.
I remember the first time we walked in there, and Anna was there, and she was just, I've never met someone so, like, just, hi, welcome. I mean, just right away.
Right away.
I was like, wow, good on you.
Yes. They so engaging. Have a lot of pride in what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And one of the statistics that really, that I had come across that really made me want to do this again, in addition to all the things that we've already talked about, is that at least 50% of adults with disabilities say they're chronically lonely.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's really sad, right?
Yeah.
And like, what a fun way to have a place where, and we have some other adults within the community who have disabilities that come in just to chat, right?
Yeah.
And it's like a meeting place. It's a fun place. I think it's fun. We have fun, right?
Yeah.
And so, everyone's welcome to come in. No pressure to buy anything. Just come in and hang with us. Yeah.
It sounds like a fun place.
It is a fun place.
Yeah, that is so cool. Well, to wrap it up here, how can folks find you online? What are your hours? All those good details.
Yes, so we are at 305 Division Street. We're right next to Cakewalk. Our website is not up just yet. A lot of these makers have their own websites, so when it does come up, it'll be more just informational based.
Sure.
But they are welcome. Like I said, we're next to Cakewalk, and our hours currently are 11 to 3 Wednesday through Saturday.
Okay.
We have some, if it's warmer out in the summer, we have longer hours and more hours or down around the holidays. But for right now, it's 11 to 3 Wednesday through Saturday.
Katie, is your the website you talked about before, is that up?
That one is up, yeah. Okay. And that one's alittlesomethingextra.com.
A little something extra.
Yeah, and some of the products that are in the shop are also on that website. Okay. Like the World Down Syndrome shirts are definitely on that site. But that one is, and it's LIL, not little. So people get tricked up there. But yes, that one is up and running. Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Wow. Yeah. Any other parting words or things you want to highlight before we wrap it up here for the day?
I mean, I just appreciate you having us on, and I appreciate this community for supporting us and making us feel at home.
Well, we're so glad that you're here, and we can't wait to see what the future has in store for you.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you for being here today. Thank you, Danny, for being here today.
You're welcome. All right.
And thank you for the bracelet, too. Yep. This is really cool.